It's time for Over There with Mirella Rossdorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there in Switzerland. And just very simply going to say, hi, Mirella, how are you?
Hi, Jill. I'm well, thank you. I hope you are. Yes, from Switzerland. And for many weeks to come in Switzerland, because as you know, the numbers of COVID-19 are increasing in all of Europe, but also very dramatically actually in Switzerland, which puts us on many blacklists in Europe, meaning that traveling would eventually be possible, but only with quarantines on one side and then quarantines on the other side. And basically you would need like a 2 months window to be able to travel anywhere. But that being said, I wanted to talk today very briefly about COVID-19, because I have here a subject that I thought was very shocking and revolting and absolutely worth for us to mention it, because we did speak about Charlie's Hebdo, the massacre that happened 5 years ago, where 12 people were killed in the Charlie's Hebdo offices because they printed caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad. So while this trial is actually still going on, as you know, we mentioned that a few weeks ago, there has been another episode in France that is equally horrifying, and that is the decapitation of a teacher in the middle of the street in a suburb of Paris. To give it some context, Samuel Paty was a teacher that was giving freedom of expression classes. In itself, it doesn't mean that he was, giving any opinion, personal opinion. So Samuel Paty was actually using these same caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in his class, but he was actually fair enough to suggest to students who would be maybe shocked or would disagree with even looking at such pictures, to actually leave the class and just discuss that with the one who wanted to discuss that. What he didn't know is that that would create such an outrage in certain circles that a fatwa was on his head, that a young 18 years old young man was going to come wait for him, ask certain students to help him in identify the teacher, and then decapitate him basically on the street. So that has shocked the entire country. I think it's pretty obvious, and it is also very obvious that for Muslim, any depictions of the Prophet is blasphemous. This is a fact. But on the other hand, you have also people saying that in France is basically a country that pride itself about its secular identity. It's for them, after the revolution, the motto was literally liberty, equality, fraternity, in the sense of putting everybody on the same level, of being able to basically enjoy freedom of expression as well, among other very important rights, obviously. So thousands of people have rallied on the streets after the decapitation to honor the teacher, Samuel Paty, and to also basically make the government aware that teachers have been already warning for many years that it was almost impossible in certain schools, in certain classes, to not be threatened and to be able to actually speak about everything. And this is the interesting thing, is that one always assumes that terror is actually fought through education, through teaching, and showing such pictures for that teacher, it was not a sign of lack of respect. It was basically wanting to discuss this kind of freedom of expression, and like in any discussion, you would have students finding absolutely natural to speak about caricatures and to look at them and to look at them also critically, and others who think that it's simply not acceptable to have caricatures to begin with. So the fact that there is a discussion, and the fact that people in France do not agree necessarily on the making of such caricatures, is a very normal human status. There is always, on topics that are difficult, people that are for it, people that are against it, and the idea of a class in a educational setting is absolutely to discuss it and to critique it and to say why it's wrong or why it's right, or to be able actually to have a constructive discussion on a topic that is extremely delicate and sensitive. Many people have been arrested, not necessarily linked to this event specifically, but there is now from the French government this this will to look into associations and to shut down the one that promote hatred, for example. This has been also very shocking for the rest of Europe. Members of the European Parliament held a minute of silence on Monday in a tribute to the French teacher. So it's an action that, while it was one person compared to 12 people in 2015 in the offices of Charlie Hebdo, this has been especially shocking, considering the fact that it was a teacher, and a teacher that was otherwise extremely appreciated by his students. What is also interesting is that teachers were giving some interviews with journalists, and they were saying that they want to know now, after the holiday, because now it's the October holiday, how the students are really going to react to this. If there is a minute of silence, are they all going to do it, or is that going to be again like in 2015 something debatable as well? So I think for teachers there is also a certain level of fear, the fact that sometimes the students listen and hear certain things at school but then are taught completely differently at home, creating a very divisive society when it comes to religious beliefs. In any case, a ceremony will be held at La Sorbonne University on Wednesday. This is the fact that is La Sorbonne, the fact that is the most well-known and really of high reputation university in France is very meaningful and very symbolic, to basically show from the teacher's point of view that teaching is above all of those restrictions, and that teaching is about being open to talk and discuss any subject, and that also at the end of the day it is completely natural to disagree, but there must be a way to disagree and keep a dialogue and do what education is meant for, which is basically educate students and let them have their own opinion and become their own person and have their own personality in all respect for all religions and beliefs, and refuse violence under any circumstances.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer, over there.
My pleasure.